This is a HeadGum Podcast.
We've all been there. Rummaging through pipes, dodging man-eating Venus flytraps, grabbing coins, fighting hammer-slinging turtles, and stumbling upon polka-dotted mushrooms, eating them, turning into giants, and going on full-blown rampages.
Relatable.
Huh? Wait, what? Huh?
Super Mario. He eats the mushroom. He gets big and strong.
He eats the mushroom. He gets big and strong. Yes.
Schedule 35 is kind of like the Super Mario mushroom, but for your mind.
Okay.
Schedule 35 will send you precisely measured microdoses of psilocybin that you can take daily to enhance your day without seeing, well, man-eating Venus flytraps.
Oh, okay. There is an emerging movement around psilocybin, and it's proven to help with mental health, PTSD, anxiety, and depression. And studies have shown that psilocybin works by creating new neural networks in the brain, which help boost focus, creativity, mood enhancement, and help fight addiction.
I've had friends with PTSD who have used psilocybin and said it completely changed their life. Pretty cool.
And Schedule 35 ships all across Canada and the U.S. and is the most notable brand currently operating in the space. All products come with guides that make microdosing easy to understand.
All customers will need to be age verified, 19 plus in Canada and 21 plus in the U.S. They will receive an invite code.
Oh, so I probably have to prove my age. Let me get out my...
Adel, you're 60.
Driver's license. Okay, fair enough. For all of our products and to get an invite code, visit www.schedule35.co. Our goal is to destigmatize and re-educate on the science and real-world benefits of psilocybin, as well as making it accessible for everyone. Because mentally, sometimes I'm like, you know, the princess is in another castle, and I can't deal with that. I need something.
Amen, Mario. Aaron, how do you say it? Is it Mario or Mario?
Marry me.
Oh, okay. Aaron,
something's on the right. So get 15% off with code RIDDLE at schedule35.co. That's 15% off at schedule35.co and use code RIDDLE.
And when you use Schedule 35, you're gonna win, right?
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That thing.
You're gonna win. Yeah.
Aaron, this is a suggestion. You might want to take that necklace off. It is the jangliest necklace in the history of necklaces. And I can hear it, which means the episode has it in it. You look very nice. I will say you look very nice.
People are going to think that it's Santa, though, on the roof. And that's kind of fun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell. Do not unlock lights. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane.
Breaker, breaker, breaker nine. This is Mastacholi. Come in for Mastacholi, breaker nine.
This is breaker nine. Mastacholi, you are a go. Over.
I'm heading off ramp over to the BP. If you want to meet up for some...
This is Lil Nuts. Is anyone calling for me? Lil Nuts, over.
Lil Nuts! Oh, Lil Nuts, this is Breaker 9. Oh my God, you're back. How was the hospital?
Hi, Breaker 9. They sent me away again. They said false alarm again. They called me the boy that cried wolf.
No, Lil Nuts.
Lil Nuts, this is Mastacholi. I know you're just a boy truck driver, and that would make for a good movie someday, but just know that we will call for your call signal if we are talking to you. You cannot keep interrupting every 10 minutes to say, hey, did anybody call for me?
All right,
This is Breaker 9. Mastacholi, why don't you keep it down, okay? Lil Nuts is on. We want to know what's going on with their life.
Breaker 9, this is Mastacholi. Hey, man. What's going on?
Mastacholi,
are we okay?
Oh, you went to a BP gas station. A big fucking, who cares?
Mastacholi, this is Lil Nuts calling
Master
in to say.
Choli.
What are you guys saying? What are
see,
you guys
Master
saying?
See, Mastacholi, see what happens when you talk
nine.
Down to Lil Nuts?
Breaker 9.
My tummy hurts.
Oh, Lil Nuts. Mastacholi, get him some tummy medicine. You're at the BP.
Breaker 9, I'm not going to encourage this 9-year-old driving a semi. He's jackknifed 10 to 12 trucks. I mean, we can't keep taking this kid under our wing.
I'm about to jackknife you, Mastacholi, if you don't leave Lil Nuts alone.
A jackknife coming in. Are you guys calling for me?
Masacholi to jackknife. This is Masacholi or Masacholi. I don't know what people are calling me.
Act like you were asleep.
Guys. speaking of being asleep, welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm sure you're dozing off to this late at night.
Made it 2 minutes in, so you're not quite asleep yet. So I go, blah, 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 nightmares, nightmares, nightmares.
Yeah, you're sort of in between. what month is it?
Aaron, it's today, May? Riddle month.
May, okay. Well, then I'm late. I gotta go.
late for what?
I don't know. Guys, what's going on? What's new? What's happening? How are you?
Doing pretty good. Aaron,
don't
how are you?
I don't answer any of these questions, so what's the polite thing to
fine.
Do?
I'm good.
And Aaron, are you wearing a wire? You seem really concerned with how we're doing today.
Yeah, trying to get info on how I'm doing? What the fuck?
They're on to me. They're on to me. Get me out of here safely.
Aaron, you're speaking into a piece of cake as if
Yes, I must be. Anyways, what's going on with you guys?
I recently...
I'm going to start doing that in improv scenes. Like, Adel, you fell down the stairs. Oh, I must be.
I must be.
I must be. You've said it, so I must be. I recently went to Disney World for the first
yes.
time.
Yes, how was it?
It was fine. I'm
happiest place in the world.
Come on.
Well,
JBC.
Here's the thing. Happiest place in the world is, by the way, great branding for them to just be like, oh, this is the happiest place in the world.
Because it puts
you're
pressure on you
here?
To be happy.
Something's wrong with you. Right. But I did get to see, I am a fan of people watching, and I did get to see some of my favorite things to see in public, which is kids having meltdowns. And sure. then parents not being able to understand or deal with the kids' meltdowns. And then I also saw some things that I would qualify as like parents being kind of little bitches about Ooh. Their kids having meltdowns too. But it was either way, it was very, very fun to see. There was one ride that we were on and it was like Disney doesn't really have like a lot of like exhilarating rides. They have some that are like a little faster or whatever, but it's not like a roller coaster park. It's not like a Cedar Point. Is that a roller coaster park?
Yes. Kings Island, Cedar Point.
Yeah, exactly. But there was a Slinky Dog roller coaster I was going on, and there was a family. It was like a man and a woman, and then their like two daughters. And it looked like the older of the two daughters, who may have been like a preteen or like early teen. Was like visibly like crying. She didn't want to get on the ride, and the parents were like trying to like pull her onto the ride. And I was like, guys, just let her not go on the. And the ride ends and begins in the same spot. And there's like the employee was like, you can just wait on the other side for them. The ride also takes 30 seconds, so it's like they'll just be here on the other side. And I was like, Jesus, parents, like take the cue. And they're like, you'll like it. You'll like it. And the girl was like crying. And I was like, I don't think she will. I think that what you're doing right now is you're giving her a core memory that is very bad.
I know how to assuage my daughter's fear. Brute force.
Pull her. Yeah. Pull her arm.
That's insane.
Oh, that's so stressful.
I know. And so you got to see a lot of people having like very stressful situations. But also, I have this theory, and I think that, and I could get some flack for this. Disney is not for children. I used to think like, oh, Disney adults, it's weird that adults go to Disney. It is not a place for children. It is not a place I think that you should bring children, because to go to Disney—
This is such a hot take.
You have to commit to being there kind of all day. Mm-hmm. And kids do not have the like sensory capacity. You know, most people in their normal life don't get like the sensory overload that you get at Disney. They cannot make it. They cannot be expected to like sustain themselves throughout the day like an adult can. So when kids have meltdowns at Disney, it is because I feel like that is on the parent. The parent is like, you put them in a situation where they are for sure going to have a meltdown.
They're waiting in a line in the sun for 4 hours, and then you wonder why they,
Or like every store they go into, because it's Disney, it was very hot there, and you go inside to get air conditioning, but everywhere that you go inside is like a store with a million toys in it. So it's like, you can't really like take a kid into a store with a million toys and they're not like able to understand, especially like young kids, like, oh no, we can't just have all these toys. Like these are all for sale. Yeah.
What do you think would be the youngest age of kid that you would
Mariah and I talked
recommend.
About this.
Yeah.
10 years old. I think
Whoa,
10 years old.
Whoa, that's so much older than I thought.
10 years old is the youngest that I would ever consider bringing a child to Disney.
I do have friends who have taken like 8 and young, like between like maybe 5 and 8 year olds to the park.
Yes.
And they all say the same thing when they come back, which is like, it's like, how was Disney World or Disneyland? And they're like, spent a lot of time in the hotel.
Yeah.
We get into the park, and after 2 hours, the kid wants to go back to the hotel and watch Bluey or whatever. And it's like, they would get exhausted. They would get tired. They would start to scream. They would start to melt down. So, JBC, I think you're right.
I saw so many kids dead ass asleep, like in strollers at Disney, which to that point, it's like, well, you know, why have them here? They're just dead ass asleep. And then I saw some like truly young little babies. I saw like a newborn, like 5 days out of the hospital looking fucking baby at Disney. And I was like,
whoa,
this is at this point is a sickness. It's like you, I don't know what, how you scheduled this like vacation or something, but I'd like, take a week. You have a baby, take a week. You do it for you. You know, you don't
honestly
need to be at
impressive
Disney.
Giving birth and then being like, I know where I want to be. The
Space
hot,
Mountain.
Hot side.
Space Mountain.
Gotta get to Space Mountain. JPC.
Yes.
Did you go to Galaxy's Edge? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Star Wars like zone. Yeah.
What did you think? What are your thoughts? What's going on?
I liked it. It was fine.
did you buy a lightsaber? Did you try the blue milk? Did you?
I did not try the blue milk because it was 100 degrees. And I thought the idea, even though it's not actually milk, the idea of drinking blue milk and novelty doesn't really appeal to me in that way. So I'm like, I don't need to try the blue milk. But I did go with my friend who has purchased the lightsaber before, and he did say it's like very cool. Like they have like a very, it's like $300, but they have like a process for like you going through and like picking your saber and I think picking your crystal or something like that.
Ooh.
So that if you're into that kind of thing, it seems like a, you know, a cool thing for you to do. We did go to the Star Wars Cantina. So we got to go to like the Cantina bar.
Did anybody tap you on their shoulder and say, my friend doesn't like you?
Yeah. No, but I did see a guy get his arm cut off, which was, it seemed like unrelated.
Oh, boy.
And that wasn't even at the cantina. That was in the parking lot.
Oh, okay. I mean, all part of the experience.
Though. Yeah, the sun had gone down, so it was pretty
you can
late, so.
Drive into Disney now? Aaron.
Yes.
You just got back from the second happiest place on Earth, a little green isle. We like to call Ireland.
Yes.
Or Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Ireland.
How was Ireland?
I loved it. I had never been before. I had the best time. Got to go with some friends from Chicago. And we started in Dublin and then we drove west. And I liked Dublin a lot, but I would recommend.
To the sea?
Yes, to the sea. We went to like Dingle and we did like the Ring of Kerry and it was so beautiful. And I know like my heritage is all Irish, and so I was like I thought I would feel at home, but the air and the water, and I immediately got to like the cliffs, and I was like, I'm the queen of this place.
Ooh,
I should be commanding a fleet of ships from these cliffs. I feel like I have come home to something. I should be a farmer here. Something has gone horribly wrong. I'm supposed to be in Ireland.
Farmer.
Queen farmer.
Aaron, you don't get it. You don't get it.
There.
You don't get it. You don't get it. You don't get it. It's the
Aaron,
same.
Aaron, I got to ask. You went to Ireland. I got to ask.
What?
Catholic or Protestant?
No, don't.
No?
And think about it for a second.
And think about it.
I'm from a very Catholic family. Lots
nice.
Of Catholic
the
church. That's on an Irish last name, if you can believe it.
I thought it was the past
I believe it.
The past tense of smite.
It is. Oh. But yeah, I got all
Smoot
sorts of...
Smoot sounds pretty Protestant to me as well.
My aunt, yeah.
Percival Smoot.
My aunt has done a bunch of research on our like heritage and stuff, so I felt...
Great, we'll have her on the podcast. We're talking to you, Aaron.
She would be such a good get. If I'm ever sick, you should try to get my Aunt Barbara. She would be hilarious. She's great.
I want to ask your Aunt Barbara what it was like to fuck that Irish guy.
I literally was just going to say that. I literally would say, can we ask her and interview her about that guy?
You know what? She would probably come on and talk about that. And talk about how he had charm.
Charm.
He had charm.
Like what attracts a shark in the ocean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
And honestly, it's very similar for that guy.
Adel, I think you're going to love Ireland. I love traditional Irish music. I think you're going to love the pubs. You're going to love the vibe. I'm really excited.
Very excited. I've been once before when Magic Tavern did like the London Podcast Festival or something.
Mm.
I went and I told this story, but I'll very quickly say I only was in Dublin, so I'm excited to explore outside of Dublin. And we're going to stay with some friends in Donegal. But I went to Dublin and I went to the Guinness Brewery or whatever it is, the factory, the huge unit there. And I remember being on the fourth floor and hearing somebody laugh. And I was like, that guy laughs exactly like Travis McElroy. And then I turned around and it was Travis McElroy. And then we hung out for...
Whoa. But like Irish Travis McElroy.
Right.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Travis McElroy.
Uh-huh.
Which is completely different.
And you heard his laugh and did he say, is that a Travis Cackleroy?
Wow, that's fun.
Ooh.
Is it?
And then you went to the chiropractor and you did... Ooh. He got a Travis Cackleroy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't feel anything anymore. I'm very
biting
numb.
Your lip so hard your mouth started bleeding.
It hurts.
Okay.
Why are my teeth so sharp? When did they get so sharp?
Then you went to KB Toys and found a Travis McElroy.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't know. Let's start the podcast over.
Breaker.
Breaker died.
Did we say what the podcast is? It's Aaron Riddle. It's, you know, it's Aaron, JPC, and...
Banana Peel.
Guy. Yep.
A banana peel.
A banana peel.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start things off... Well, we're balls deep into this episode.
We want to start things
Pardon?
Off, though.
We're going to start things off with something a little new. This is just going to be like our warm-up. And these are called Mad Gabs.
No. Adam, don't even
Hold
joke.
On. Easel. Easel 80s man. Easel 80s man.
He's an 80s man.
Are you doing a Jar Jar Binks?
I would never. Aaron, you're very close.
Never.
He's a ladies man.
Easel 80s man.
Adam, we vowed to never do these again.
Shh. I pillow fuzz sigh.
I prophesize.
I'm Adam Rafai.
Well, actually, it kind of works. I pillow fizz sigh.
My pillow. Election recount.
JBZ, you got it?
Wait.
Yes. Yes.
I pillow fizz eye.
Okay, now you see why I said not to do them. You feel insane, don't you?
I would say that person over there is the eye pillow fizz eye.
Oh,
apple of his eye.
Yes.
Muad'Dib.
JP's Dune.
Lisa Nagaev.
Oh, from Friends, right?
Yeah.
Played
we
TV?
Were on a break.
Lisa, I am. Smelly Cat. GPC, you haven't gotten any of these, so what I'm asking you to do is Usador Noodle. GPC?
Use your noodle. Aaron already said it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess Aaron already got it.
Are you making these up or are you reading these from somewhere?
Making them up.
Right.
So JPC, sounds like what you are is sea cant hired dove fit.
Okay, Casey, also just cut the slurs. Can you beep those slurs? Can we do all beeps on that? Because that was just a series of...
No, you're sick and tired of it, JPC.
That's right.
Yeah, Aaron, the disrespect and the slurs.
Okay, here's what I'm finding out is... One, I guess you can't say slurs on this podcast anymore, which sucks for me.
Yeah, and two, it sucks for all of us, honestly.
And two, Aaron, what's going on? You got all of these so fast.
Well, my brain is uniquely broken.
Yeah, Aaron's got a for a brain.
Whoa, so. whoa.
Where's the line? I don't know. Tell me where the line is. I'll walk it.
That's insane. Aaron's got an East Londoner for a brain. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Protestant. A Protestant for a brain.
Well, I guess we're done with Mad Gabs for whatever reason, but should we
for
get
maybe
into...
forever, right? That's
yes,
the last
I think
one
so.
That we'll do on the show forever?
Except for when we're looking for something a little new. Why don't we do some riddles? Those are tried and true.
I love it.
Let's see what we have here. Okay. I'm three letters.
Do you guys remember when we did Paul Ruddles on the show?
Oh, yeah. Where it was like an image of
Beatles
Paul, a Paul Rudd movie, and then we had to...
I was showing you an image of a Paul Rudd movie,
yes.
And then you had to guess. I was cleaning up my Google Drive the other day, and I saw that file, and I was like, I can delete this. And then I thought, well, I guess I can't delete that, because it's now connected to an episode where if people listen to the episode for the first time... Basically, I realized I will have a document called Paul Ruddles forever. I have to keep that now forever.
And did it break your heart?
Well, you know, it was one of those things where it's like, we've done so many episodes of the show that sometimes we'll like forget about a type of thing that we used to do all the time, you know,
like
or that we liked doing. But this is the opposite of that. I forgot about it, but I don't want to revisit it. So it's like, I will now always be reminded of a thing I don't want to revisit.
JPC, the people are demanding more Paul Ruddles. They've been knocking on our door.
Trauma? I think I have trauma over Paul Ruddles.
Here's what's going to happen. 20 years from now, your kid is going to be all grown up, and they're going to say, this is so weird. I barely knew my dad because when I was 1 year old, he turned into a coyote and ran away. Let me go through. My mom is finally giving me his old laptop. Let me look through his computer. And they're going to find a folder that says Paul Rudd. So they're going to open it up, and it's going to be a bunch of images of Paul Rudd and a very prominent image of Ryan Reynolds shirtless with a belt buckle. And they're going to go, they're going to slam the laptop shut and be like,
I do love describing that photo of as Ryan Reynolds shirtless with a belt buckle.
With a belt buckle. And nothing else.
And nothing else.
I'm three letters. Remove one and I become stronger. Remove two and I become 10. What am I?
Say it again.
Drama. I'm three letters. Remove one and I become stronger. Remove two and I become 10. What am I? And I think you might want to start at the end and work backwards with this one. Ten. It's probably easiest.
All right. So remove two and I become 10. So that's X. So there's an X in here.
You got
it. And remove one and I become what?
Stronger.
Okay. Remove one and I become stronger.
Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a hint. With three letters and with two letters, we're talking animals. We're talking animal kingdom.
Okay. So ox and fox.
You got it. Nice one.
Wow.
All right.
Aaron, he's like you, but with Mad Gabs, but with riddles.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
way more useful for this show.
Aaron, I'm just like you.
No, you're nothing
like me. We're the same.
Me.
Aaron, no, the we're same nothing. Twins.
No, we're nothing alike.
I push my cheek next to Aaron's cheek, and I say, someone take a picture
burns.
Of the twins.
It burns. Why does it burn? Ow, ow. Your skin.
I have a lava rock in my mouth.
That'll help.
Nope. Contrary to my name, I am no queen. Hold things against me, and my measure is seen. What am I?
Contrary to my name, I am no queen. Hold things against me, and my measure is seen.
That's right.
Okay, hold things against me. So if you like a measuring tape, you would hold.
Mm-hmm. You are very hot.
A ruler. Like
you're a ruler. Wow. Aaron, I do want to see a scene.
Got it.
Yeah.
You are a ruler, so to speak. You are a queen. You are a queen farmer. JPC, you're one of the peasants that lives in this village with this queen farmer. And you are having a conversation with her in the morning.
Well, I'm just here to deliver your potato ration.
Curtsy, please.
Are you talking to me or your horse?
Both.
Oh, okay. good curtsy. Here's your potato as well, curtsy. And my liege, my queen, here, curtsy. Here's your potato ration. Mm. Even though you farmed the potato and I'm just a potato delivery, seems like I just picked it up from one pile at your house and brought it.
Do I have to explain to you how the economy works?
No, I
do. It's cyclical.
I wouldn't be able to. I can't grasp it. It's too big for me.
Anything else? Because it's time to milk the sheep. Nope. Can you milk sheep? That's goats.
I don't think goats can milk sheep either. I don't think anyone can milk sheep.
The queen has been jagging off the sheep.
No. Hold on. Oh, God.
I heard from the town crier that you've been jerking off the sheep.
No. How do I get ahead of this? Scene.
You're going to give head?
No.
The queen is trying to call scene. Hear ye.
No, get me out of here. Oh, my God. The scene's getting smaller. I can't get out.
The world's getting smaller.
I'm trying to punch through the ceiling of the scene. Ow. Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I love it when God, the music hits 22 minutes in. Thank
oh, God,
so
get me out of
wow.
here.
That was some real Grant Morrison Animal Man moves going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that was scary, that scene, huh?
Sometimes the show is very scary.
Yes, agreed.
Most yeah, agreed. I'd say.
Which is why, leave it to the professionals. Don't try to answer riddles on your own, okay? It can get pretty scary.
Yeah, be careful out there, everybody.
Yeah, be careful out there.
Kids, don't answer riddles at home.
No. And kids, stop listening to this. Yeah. This is for 18-year-olds only.
Well, hold on. How long does it take to give an impression? Like 3 minutes? Listen for the first 3 minutes and then turn it off.
Yes.
And so if you're listening now,
Yeah. If we've gotten to some of the swears, turn it off because now it's not the part for you.
Yeah. Contrary to my name, I am no queen. We answered that one.
Ruler.
Okay. The person who makes me says nothing. The person who takes me knows nothing. The person who knows me wants to get rid of me. What am I?
Wait,
a toxic friendship.
The person who makes me says nothing. The person who takes me knows nothing. The person who knows me wants to get rid of me. What am I?
Knowledge.
Interesting, Aaron. Books. So you just...
Aaron,
the
explain.
Person who knows me wants to get rid of me? Well, it can't be books because that addle is the contrapositive to that.
That's
this guy has millions of books.
Oh, I am so contrapositive. Two little guys shooting their way through an alien.
There's an ointment for that. Contrapositive.
Yes, you can get some ointment for being contrapositive.
The person
we
who
say contrapositive can still get you pregnant? No, that doesn't make any sense. We don't say it. We don't say it in that situation. We don't say it.
No. Good. And
good.
JBC, write
and
that decided. Down.
Very good. Very
we
good.
We don't. In another situation where I don't say that thing.
The person who makes me says nothing. The person who takes me knows nothing. The person who knows me wants to get rid of me. What am I?
Can I have a hint?
Aaron, your hint, let's see. This involves something that we all have many, many, many thousands of times over touched and had on our person and in our homes.
STD test.
But...
Phone.
Buddy, are you okay?
We're all okay. We're all okay. We said we all do it.
I want another one. I don't believe it.
I don't believe you. Load it up again.
Stop drinking the test. It's not a little bottle. This is something we've all have on our person, have in our home. It's such a big part of life. But I don't think any of us would ever know if we had this specific version of it.
A spoon.
This is something more coveted. Aaron, I don't know if you will believe me. This is coveted than spoons.
Okay, when everyone wants to eat yogurt and all the spoons are in the dishwasher, you tell me what people are clamoring for.
Aaron, can you grab a spoon? And can you go to settings? And can you go to firmware? And can you just tell me what version spoon you're running right now? I think you might need to update your drivers on your spoon.
Maybe.
Is your spoon not like performing in the way that it used to?
Even so.
Yeah.
I'll say this is to my knowledge not checked for often. Maybe every once in a while I'll see somebody check for it.
Carbon monoxide.
Carbon
I check
monoxide.
Once a year. I check once a year.
And do you keep a carbon monoxide detector on your person?
Yeah, my nose, dumbass. That's my
actually,
carbon monoxide.
That actually
detector.
Is very good. Touche. And the way people test for this that I've seen, there might be new technology. The way I've seen people test for it is to use a marker.
Height.
Is one way.
Wow, height is interesting.
The other way I've seen is to hold it up to the light.
Oh, dollar bills, monies.
Okay. But this is a specific type of money. The person who makes me says nothing. The person who takes me knows nothing. The person who knows me wants to get rid of me.
Got
fake money.
Fake money.
This
fake
is
money.
Counterfeit money. Ding,
Monopoly
ding, ding. You're
money.
Both correct.
I'd like to see a scene. JBC, you're a banker. And
yes.
Adel, you're trying to get some cash out of the bank. And you hand him what is clearly not real currency. And you're trying to get away with it.
Hey, how can I help you?
Excuse me, bank man.
Bankman. It's just Bankman.
Thank you,
Jacob Bankman.
Jacob Bankman.
They make us at PNC. They make us do our full name on the tag. Yeah.
Of course. I am reaching into my vest to produce what is a everyday normal piece of money.
Sure.
And I trust that you will give me back some equally normal money in exchange.
Yeah, do you have an account at PNC Bank? Can I see your ID?
I would prefer you don't see it. My name is Buster Lee Buster.
I can look it up. So that is it Buster, first name, middle name Lee, last name Buster?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I found you right here. Yeah, so absolutely, we can exchange. What denomination are you looking for?
Catholic.
That's usually a joke that I do, and I've been told to stop doing that joke.
Oh.
Here's what I'll say. What currency are you looking to exchange?
Money to
sure,
money.
And go ahead and just slide it through the little slot down here, and I can make change
and
for you.
And what I'll... Don't turn it over. I squashed a spider with it. The other side is real gross.
Okay, well, this is one-sided. So it's just like
the conversation
paper on the other. Well, I'm sorry?
I'm trying to get to know you.
No, I think so. I think mispronouncing someone's name is a great way to start getting to know them. So this is not tender.
Mm-hmm.
No, stop trying to kiss me through the glass. That's not what I mean. It's not legal tender. This is not money that is backed by the United States federal government.
So that's okay. I'll sign. I'll back.
You'll sign. Yeah. Okay. So no, at PNC Bank we are not able to exchange money that you personally back for legal tender. Hmm. I can give you money that other people have backed and exchanged. Because we get a lot of people, not like you, but of your ilk, in the bank who are exchanging, you know, their own type of money. Is that something that you're interested in?
Pulls out gun from vest. Can I sell you this gun? That is gum.
I hate when I go to the bank and then you go and the little glass thing has kiss marks all over it. You're like, whoa, everyone else is trying to kiss the bank teller. I'm not the first one today. It's humiliating.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Stronger than steel.
Or you're sitting in there saying next and you're like, I'm actually waiting for him. I'm in line for him. This is like the kissing booth from high school.
Stronger than steel, though not man-made. Hidden in darkness, I prefer the shade. Sticky with glue, catching those I find. Yet no one wants me, I'm much maligned. Whatever.
What? Huh?
Much maligned.
Meh. Aaron, no. All these sheep are
you guys,
crowding around you.
I just realized we cannot talk about any more barnyard animals coming. We've reached our limit.
Hold on.
For
Hold
the
on.
Century.
You did this.
No, I didn't.
Much I maligned. Didn't. What is this, my line at the kissing booth?
I meant to say milking goats, and then I realized they said sheep, and then I tried to course correct, and now I'm thinking about pigs coming again, and it's your fault. No!
How does Claire de Lune
Casey,
do?
you have it so quickly. Bum, bum. You have it ready so quickly. Is it a hot key? Why? It's still a hot key.
Well, that's Casey's secret, is he's always playing it, and then he just unmutes himself.
Casey's always playing it.
Oh,
Aaron's holding her heart.
Aaron, your heart is broken.
I've never thrown my headphones off so fast.
Okay, let's... okay, JPC, we have to help our friend. Quick, what is the opposite of a pig coming?
A pig going?
Oh, God.
Going where?
A horse going. Afternoon. he walks out.
No time to talk. Late to work.
What is the riddle? Something about a kissing booth.
Wait, what?
That can't be right. Stronger than steel, though I'm not man-made. Hidden in darkness, I prefer the shade. Sticky with glue, catching those I find. Yet no one wants me. I'm much maligned. What am I?
Is this like a an ant trap?
You are very close.
A fly trap?
You are even closer.
A JPC trap.
Fly trap.
This is a JPC as a fly trap.
All right, I got a question for you guys. What would be your like version of an Aaron trap or an Addle trap? Like if someone were trying to trap you, nobody trap us, nobody trap us. But if someone were trying to trap you, what would do it?
Mm.
You know what I think would do you, Adel? Is I
a
think
a pile of flannel shirts.
Absolutely.
He's making snow angels.
Doesn't have to be a pile. Could just be one.
He's making so he jumps into it like it's like a dog going into a leaf pile.
I try and catch one on my tongue.
I think it would be like if the situation is you have a free day, like you're like walking around and you walked past like a storefront that was like some sort of like lumberjack themed escape room. I think that you would probably just like
you would probably walk in. You mean the forest?
The forest.
It's the forest. I think if you got near the forest, Adel, that would get your ass.
James,
do you think if you had a free day and you were walking around and you saw some sort of like lumberjack escape room on the street, you would go in there, right?
I would bolt. I would race over there to be like, hopefully there's still room. Hopefully there's still time.
Yeah.
That sounds incredible. And actually, I do want to do an outdoor lumberjack themed escape room now, and I demand it.
That'd be pretty fun.
GPC, what about for you? Like a little cup of raccoon piss?
If it's a big cup with a heavy discount, like a $2 cup,
heavy
big
discount.
Cup of
GPC
raccoon.
Doesn't swish with mouthwash in the morning. It's raccoon piss.
I drink raccoon piss, sure, but I'm frugal.
I'm not gonna buy the raccoon piss at the grocery store where they'll charge you an arm and a leg.
What are we talking about? Oh, an Aaron trap. What would be a good Aaron trap? Our charcuterie board, honestly.
A good Aaron trap.
Aaron reaches for a charcuterie board and like the handcuffs go on. We got her.
Got me. That was very easy.
Yeah, I think that would be great. I think that an easy JPC trap would be if you just had any store that sold coffee. I would probably walk in there.
Guys, I think this is way too easy.
Any store that sold coffee?
Yeah, you just like if you have a sign on the front of the building that says coffee doesn't even need to be spelled right. It could say Covfefe. I'd still walk in.
There are hundreds of thousands of JPC traps around the world.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's just a lot of them.
I think for you it'd be like a big box with like a piece of wood underneath
piece of
it,
ham.
kind of holding up the box.
Yeah.
And underneath that box would be Joni Mitchell with a plate of oysters.
Is she going to hold me while she sings?
Well, no? Aaron, there's a plate of oysters, so I can tell you she might not be holding you, but she'll be rocking you, if you know what I'm saying.
And she's sitting on top of Kishibashi.
Oh, my God. Oh, I almost drove to go see him this weekend. He was in Anaheim, but I was like...
Wow.
So if you want to do an Aaron trap, it can't be in Anaheim. It's got to be like a 15-minute drive.
Also, a good Aaron trap would be have her mom and dad divorce while both being very wealthy.
No.
Send her to camp.
Wait.
Have her meet a British version of Aaron.
Hold on.
Yeah.
They fall in love.
Pierce my ears.
I think, a good Aaron trap would be, if a store that sold the jangliest necklace of all time. If you could go in there.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Earlier today.
It's Santa's sleigh. It's Uncle Santa.
Uncle Santa, you're here.
Uncle Santa's corpse just fell down the chimney.
Ho, ho, ho. It's me, Uncle Santa.
Wait, you sounded like a horse there for a second.
Yeah.
Sorry, I haven't had my coffee today. I'm a little horse. Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, you also have the body of a horse.
Get out. It's May. You're way too early or too late, and I can't with you today, Uncle Santa.
I don't think I come when you think I come. And we're not doing a riddle.
We're not.
Oh, brother.
We just said no more pigs doing their business.
Are you calling me a pig?
Oh, no, he's leaving.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's leaving.
He fell down. He's holding his knee.
Magic necklace. God damn it. Unsummoning me.
Phew.
Pays to have that necklace, huh? I guess it summoned him, but it also got rid of him.
It's true. It's a multi-purpose necklace. And as we all know, that necklace, great for podcasting.
And I'm so sorry I wore a jangly necklace today. I wanted to look cute. I actually got up and I took off my makeup from last night, which is so embarrassing. And you know what? I went, I'm going to try it. I put on a necklace and JPC in the gentlest way possible went, hey, honey bunny, you look so sweet today, honey bunny.
Hold on. No. I did not call her honey bunny.
Yeah. Hey, sweet Aaron.
Honestly,
necklace is really loud. You look cute, though.
Listeners.
I do think you look very good today, Aaron.
Thank you.
Listeners, the names that JPC calls Aaron, it's a lot of pet names. It gets really uncomfortable for me, Adel, who would never do that.
Wait. Wait.
I spread it around, though. I call Adel my little fuck stick boy.
Whoa! But I'm, what? Where's the beep?
I asked him to. The Lord of Beeps is dead, Aaron.
Oh, yeah. The Lord of Beep goes
the Lord of Beeps.
Hadn't you heard the news? Chaos and all the land of the guiding light. Aaron, sorry, JPC, I think a JPC trap would be just a bunch of communist pamphlets spread out in the street.
I think that's a little too obvious. I would look at that door and then look behind me, and there's like a van that's like house painting, and there's a big satellite dish on the top of it, and I'm like, do I go in the door?
We got him. Well, speaking of, we got him. We gotta take a break, and we'll be right back.
We haven't taken a fucking break yet?
Hopefully the answer to this riddle.
Holy shit. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Adel, GPC, come over here quick.
Okay.
I created a hilarious new website.
Squarespace?
Yeah, Aaron, did you use Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online? Is that what you used, Aaron?
Oh, big time. I used Squarespace, and it was super intuitive and easy.
Okay. Super intuitive and easy. Sounds like my Friday night.
Well...
Got away from me.
I got jpcisold.com, and it's a website totally dedicated to how old JPC
is.
Interesting. Okay.
The albatross is off my neck and onto another's.
I'm looking at jpcisold.com, and I'm noticing that it also has flexible payments, which it also says in parentheses, things that JPC can't do. I guess it's a crack at me being old and not flexible. But
exactly.
It looks like it makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools, accepting credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offers customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay.
Mm-hmm. And I can sell exclusive content on my site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses. I teach a class on how to best call you old. It's awesome. It's already sold out.
Yeah, and it looks like they also offer video collections. JPC Video, it's sort of like drawings, when you flip through drawings really fast with your thumb.
Yeah.
You can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages.
Aaron, I gotta say, this is a beautiful website, and I wish it was happening to anybody else.
But it's happening to you.
And if you want it to happen to you, wait, hold on. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
JPC's old.
So old.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hi, welcome to my yard sale. Feel free to look around. Let me know if you have any questions. I have some BetterHelp and a cooler here if anybody needs any.
Oh, you have BetterHelp, the online therapy, BetterHelp in a cooler?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, cool. It's like entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to my schedule. So I can sort of like message my therapist anytime and get a timely response from them.
Yep. You just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with licensed therapists. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. All that is right in my icebox here, my little cooler.
Oh my gosh.
Huh, and it's BetterHelp. It's the service BetterHelp, right? The one I'm thinking of, it's a, you know, uses online therapy as a safe space to get things off your chest and kind of figure out whatever's going on with you, kind of giving you an opportunity to talk through that. And that's the service BetterHelp.
Yeah, it's located inside the cooler here. But yeah, look around that we have some books, we have clothes.
I mean, I use BetterHelp and it's the best therapy I've ever had because it works totally. I don't have to drive anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't have to stress about it. Huh. Okay. That's great.
And I guess if, you know, for anyone who's listening, because there's some people here at the yard sale, I guess I would say to everyone who's kind of here at the yard sale, you could give BetterHelp a try if you're trying to get into therapy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle.
Actually, I opened the cooler. I have bottled water.
Oh,
okay. That's where the confusion was. Yeah. I see.
I guess we'll take some of these pants with the butt blown out.
BetterHelp.com/riddle. Adel, JPC, I am a mind reader now. I can read your mind and predict things about you.
Prove it. What am I thinking about right now?
French fries.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right.
Great. Now I'm thinking about French fries. Ugh.
It seems like I bet that you two have subscriptions you've forgotten about. I bet you've signed up for free trials of things and forgotten to go back and cancel, or just forget that you have subscriptions to streaming services that you're no longer using. Is that correct?
Oof, we did just on the way over here sign up for frenchfries.com.
Yeah, it's like a monthly. Mm-hmm. They send you french fries in the mail from all over the France.
All over the France.
Well, don't fear. You can now use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And I'll tell you a little secret about me. I've been using Rocket Money way before they became a sponsor of the show.
Wait, now I'm reading Aaron's mind. Aaron, are you thinking that Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features?
How did you do that? I'm the mind reader.
Okay, I'm going to put my stuff in Rocket Money and just going to go over some of the... Okay, so it can show me all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, it can help me cancel it in a few taps. Let's see, what do I have here? Freshfreets.com, Frenchfries.com, OnlineFriesNow.com, OrderMyFries.com,
WaffleTaters.org.
Rate My Salt. What could that be? Oh, it's a French fry website. Okay, cool.
While JPC is reading these, I will tell you that Rocket Money can even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. It's like having a personal assistant. It's amazing.
And I don't want to deal with customer service because all of these services I'm using are French. And that's all I'll say. That's all I'll say about that. But if we've ever dealt with French customer service before, I just all say.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. RIDDLE. rocketmoney.com/riddle.
Well, Aaron, you saved me some money. Should we all go get some fries?
You read my mind.
And we're back. We're back here on the Great Green Emerald Isle.
Wow, Adel, really good.
Thank
you. Yes, Adel, really good.
Thank you. I've been practicing for the last 5 seconds.
Wow.
Aaron, do you think from your recent excursion to Ireland, do you think you got any better with doing an Irish accent?
Certainly not, no.
Did you at all slip into it by accident, by osmosis, by symbiosis?
I think that I started talking. Ooh, I just did it right now.
I think I started talking.
I think I got a little more sing-songy.
Sure.
In the way I was talking, but I had it's like the most charming, glorious accent. I fell in love every 4 seconds while I was there. Everyone was so charming and had a great accent.
Did you, when you went to Galway, is that how you say it?
Uh-huh.
Did you see Ed Sheeran?
No, but I did make Harrison Lott listen to Galway Girl an unreasonable amount of times. We were the only two that drove there. And I think maybe we only listened to it once on that trip.
That's unreasonable. Once is still unreasonable.
I made him listen to it several more times, and it was in our head the rest of the trip, which I'm sure people in Ireland don't love that. But
is Galway
she does,
worth going
play
to?
The little Iron Man, and he fell in love with an Englishman. You know, Galway was really cute. You know what it reminded me of was Cape Cod.
Never been.
Of course. The potato chip?
Yeah, the potato chip.
Kettle cooked.
There's a beautiful church there. It's really fun. It's very like, feels like young people are there and artists. I went to their little clatter museum and I got a clatter ring.
You're supposed to put it outward if you're the point of the heart outward, right? If you're married.
If you're not in love. Inward if you are in love. And the... I felt like I got there and I was planning on buying a clatter ring in Dublin and didn't really find anything I liked, but I did buy a clatter charm for my necklace.
I heard another thud.
No, get out.
I'm all wet. I was just in the shower.
No, gross.
It's not
water. That's clearly not water.
Way too
vicious. I didn't say it was.
Oh, God.
That's motor oil.
Oh, God.
Aaron, we were talking about Cape Cod, and my brother's actually in Ireland right now, and he just sent me a picture of these. Did you have any of these while you were in Ireland?
I've never... in Ireland?
Yeah.
We had weird potato chips. I don't know if we had those.
Were they tato bread?
But
cheese and onion tatoes!
went to Galway, oh, and
Mr.
I felt...
Tell me they know about elevensies.
Have some potatoes, Mr. Frodo.
What was I even saying?
Who cares?
You're talking about Galway?
Yeah, it's a boring story. But I felt very moved to get a clatter ring. I was like, oh, I want to get one, but it's stupid. My mom has had one on her right hand her whole life, and I used to like play it with it in church when I was bored. And I bought one, and then I took a picture and sent it to my mom, and I went, I got it in Galway. And she went, that's where I got my clatter ring when I was in my 20s, is in Galway. And then I sent it to my sister, and she went, that's where I bought my clatter ring, was in Galway. So we
separately. They saw you coming from a mile away.
Separately moved to buy clatter rings in Galway.
Aaron,
so that's sort of a boring story.
No, that would honestly be a fantastic story if your mom was not in her 20s. Because you went and you're...
And I'm 32.
Yeah, 32.
And I'm pretty old now. You're a million, Adel. I'm pretty sure you're in your late 60s.
Thank you.
You're
I don't think we should be throwing stones if we live in very old bones. My brother also went to Ireland or is there now, and he sent me this photo, and he said, this is, I found the Irish version of J.P. Riddles. Would you like to read what this says?
J.J. Ruddles.
J.J. Ruddles. Yeah, that's definitely... Like,
it's a restaurant, so I think it's maybe in Dublin, called J.J. Ruddles.
That's... honestly incredible.
I think that restaurant has a strong case to sue me, so maybe I will not be going to Ireland because I do not want to get into a contentious, I'm not really sure what their legal system is over there, with Mr. J.J. Ruddles.
They better safe than sorry, I think.
Well, you'd be judged by the farmer queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
who's usually
too
tired
off.
To... Yeah. Aaron.
What?
You're doing it.
I'm not doing anything.
No one's doing anything except Riddles, which we're all doing, and Adel, I believe.
I'm not doing anything.
Aaron, you're not the boy who cried wolf. You're the boy who let the wolf out and then cried wolf.
And he jacked it off. You guys, this is not funny. This is not funny. And I know
that
for sure.
I've never heard Aaron say jacked. No, it's very funny. I just don't think I've ever heard you say jacked off so much.
I've never said it before. This is my first time saying it, I think.
Stronger than steel, though not man-made, hidden in darkness, I prefer the shade. Sticky with glue, catching those I find, yet no one wants me, I'm much maligned. We were blazing hot when we were talking about Flytrap.
Mousetrap?
No, we're getting colder.
Interesting.
I will say it is canonically a type of flytrap.
Spiderweb.
Aaron? Bingo bango. Bingo banjo.
Wait a second.
Hi tatai.
Now, I feel like I might be on an island here, but did it say something about no one wants me?
Yeah.
Why not?
The spiders to eat other bugs?
Yeah, I love spiders. Spiders are some of my favorite things to have in the house.
You are definitely a spider. We got him. He's a spider.
Where's the rest of his legs?
Good luck cuffing me.
No!
Spider legs. All these spider legs. You can't put handcuffs on.
This is my number one qualm with... Like, I think they're called silverfish or like house centipedes. A lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where people are like, I'll see a house centipede. I'm like, oh, kill it. Smash, smash, smash. And people will be like, oh, you're not supposed to kill those because they kill other bugs. And then I look up type. What do house centipedes eat? And I see the other bugs and I go, no, I'd much rather have these guys than this freak. Like, what? The trade-off is not worth it. Like, what is the...
The house centipedes, they look really disgusting
because
they have all the legs, but it is true that they can't bite humans. They basically do nothing to people. So, you know, it's like, look, you cannot have no bugs. Your house right now is full of bugs. Like, bugs are just part of this ecosystem.
No, don't say that. I have to be here all day.
Aaron, is he too?
But my whole thing
GPC
is like...
GPC is always lying.
If I see like flies or something in the house, those are annoying, and I'll try my best to get the fly either out of the house or kill the fly. But if I see a spider, well, I saw a big ass spider in my house the other day, and it was right next to like where I was working out, and I was like, I don't mind that the spider is here, but I do not want the spider to crawl on me while I'm working out. So I did get a little piece of paper and I put him in a corner and I said, okay, now you can be over here because it's away from me enough that...
You Blair Witched a spider?
Yeah. I confused the fuck out of a spider. A spider thought, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm moved.
I live in Spider Seattle now.
Hello, what's this? Two dead, walls I'm meeting? Perfect.
I'm dead,
place.
I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead. I've moved.
A corner office? Did I just get spider promoted?
Oh, wait, my house. Oh, wait a minute. No, it comes out of my butt. Here we go. Spin, spin, spin. Oh, city. Put
so
on some
lucky.
Spin city.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, that spider had a great life. And then I lost it. I don't know where it is now. So back in the walls for you, spider.
Here's something I want to ask, and I feel stupid for asking this.
I cannot wait.
But I feel like this is...
front to back.
This isn't a safe space, but it's... Wait, I've been wiping side to side.
Wiping side to side is so not intuitive. It is so funny.
No.
Wait, am I really not supposed to wipe side to side?
No, you guys.
What? Because
am I too young to retire?
Because if I don't wipe, if I wipe any other way, it's still like a big lump. But if I go side to side,
no.
I thin it out.
I'm going to take my headphones off again. Huh? Headphones off again.
Aaron, he's talking about his windshield wipers.
Talking about my windshield wipers. Go
no,
side
not.
To side.
I'm not
yes.
falling for this again.
Aaron, what are you talking about?
Falling for this again? I mean, have I ever gaslit anybody in my entire life? I mean, what's going on?
What happened
to your
voice?
Turned into Cheddar Goblin.
Was my voice any different than how it normally is?
JBC, you
yes,
turned into Cheddar Goblin?
Gaslighting people.
From the 2018 movie we saw together called Mandy at the Music
oh,
Box
yeah.
Theater right on Southport.
I sat next to Brett Lyons the whole time and he was so fucking hot.
I sat next to, I
That'll
think, you and
it.
John Forsythe, and he was yeah. also very hot. My question is, what is, and I have an inkling, what is the difference between a spider web and a cobweb? And my inkling is that a cobweb is like an abandoned, it's like a dilapidated home,
oh.
like shuttered. It's like the spider was like, eh,
vacant.
This sucks.
Vacant, a vacant yeah. spider web.
Yeah. The spider gets a family and he's like, I need a bigger web kind of thing.
I've always thought maybe it was like the difference between like
yeah,
soda
right.
and pop. Like it was like a regional difference.
Oh.
Cobweb is seemingly abandoned. Spider web is still in use.
Okay. So
I never
remove,
knew that.
We take out the word spider so that it's not, and it's because it's not an imminent threat.
Yeah,
but are we calling it a cobweb when the spider like goes to the store?
Or, like, that would be
yeah,
so funny.
Exactly. When does it become a cobweb? Does he have squatter's rights?
Yeah, what?
The spider goes to the store, comes back, he's like, where's my fucking house? It's like, I am so sorry.
It was a cobweb.
Also, why are you going to the store? I thought you caught your food. No.
It's not going so well this month. I had to go like supplement some of the supplies, okay?
It's not going so well because you won't kill house centipedes.
I do think it's funny, too, because they couldn't be upset about the cobweb thing because it's, as soon as they go back into it, it's a spider web. They can't be like, someone renamed this? Well, it was, oh, yeah, you're right. I'm back in, so it's fine.
I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you are a spider real estate agent. JPC, okay. You're a spider new to a certain city.
Right this way, right this way.
There's a lot of cobwebs in this neighborhood. Is it not, is there not? Is the residency like an issue?
Don't worry about it. I'm pretty sure they're all at like a party.
Okay. Temporary
this is
cobwebs.
A boot that has seemingly been here for a while.
Interesting.
Then an old box of Diet Coke. I think a great web could be built between these two.
I just see all the cobwebs and it's like, and I'm planning on starting this family. I kind of want to settle down and have a million babies.
Well, great schools in this area.
Okay.
Great schools.
But how is the safety? Because that's something that is of great concern to me, you know, especially if I want to have a million babies.
Right, of course. And, you know, you're going to hear rumors that there's a cat around here. That's
sure,
been sort
yeah.
of killing spiders.
Oh, my God.
But that,
I hope not.
That is just that. A rumor.
Okay.
A rumor. It's a rumor.
And that old woman with a broom. Now, she's just, is she sweeping? She's going to be using that to sweep mostly the floor, I'm assuming, right?
Ceiling.
And the ceiling.
No. Neither, actually. Probably neither. It's more of a prop for her. She's probably a witch. Anyway, do you want to check out? I mean, you got great views. Great views from this spot.
Oh, yeah. I think I can almost see the trash can.
Yeah. And I'm
okay.
I really need to make this sale.
Oh, I wish you hadn't told me that.
What?
I'm going to destroy you on this deal.
No.
When negotiating, you never tell someone how desperate you are.
And I still am willing.
I know. I'm going to get 10K under asking.
All right, well, I'm going to send the cat after you.
Do you accept spider money, by the way?
No.
I have drawn a little picture. Oh,
<Let's see. laughs>
JPC, I just realized what your trap is, what the JPC trap is. And it's a computer open to a budgeting spreadsheet.
I'm like, I could get porn on this thing. Okay.
Close the spreadsheet. Let's see here. Be cruel to me and I'll probably crack. Smile at me and I'll always smile back. What am I?
A mirror.
Oh, a mirror.
It's a mirror.
Yeah, it's a mirror. Classic riddle answer, a mirror.
When you sing, I come alive. But shortly afterwards, I die. When I die, you clap and cheer. That's pretty fucked up. But I'll be back again next year.
An echo, a phone, a birthday, birthday candle.
Aaron, the birthday candle.
Is it a birthday candle?
Yep. When you sing, I come alive, but shortly afterwards I die. When I die, you clap and cheer, but I'll be back again next year.
I'd like to see a scene. Adel, it's your birthday, and JPC, you're singing him happy birthday, and you forget the lyrics about halfway through.
Happy birthday to you.
You don't have to do this.
Happy bird grave, you son. Time of day is 4:30. Michigan looks like hand. Hey, happy birthday, Greg.
Thank you.
Hey, buddy. Well, hey, just wanted to stop by. I need you to drive me to the hospital right now.
One of your eyes is all red.
Yeah. I think what happened is I got bit by a werewolf last night, and I'm just now... You know when you have a dream and you don't remember it till, like, middle of the day?
Yeah.
It's that, but from getting bit by a werewolf, and I feel like I am turning... all of my thoughts are going, like, very, very, you know, haywire.
Okay, everyone calm down. I know it's my birthday, but I know what to do. Show me where the werewolf bit you.
Right here.
Okay, and I just have to suck out the werewolf.
Okay. Suck it out of my... Okay. Whew, yeah, and I'm almost done.
What?
Still a little bit of werewolf in there.
How do you know?
I can feel it. Not quite... I haven't quite gotten it off yet.
And pause. All right, I know you guys are all new Hey Riddle students, and this is sort of an advanced question, but how does a scene that start, excuse me, how does a scene,
you farted.
Nope. How does a scene start with being sung happy birthday and forgetting the lyrics turn into what it turned into? Someone sucking the werewolf out of someone else. How does a scene melt so much like a candle? That one, did anyone see a moment where it started? Yes, JPC.
Thank you. I think it was earlier in the episode. I believe Aaron introduced the concept of jacking off animals, and then I think
say that she didn't.
Well, okay.
Continue your point.
Contributed to the sucking out the werewolf thing. I think that there's an easy jump from jerking off a ghost or whatever Aaron had said.
I disagree. Yes, Adel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think I know where they went wrong. JPC should have peed out the werewolf, just like poison, right?
Ah, yes.
If you've ever been by a werewolf, pee out the werewolf.
You are an advanced Hey Riddle Riddle student. You know more than I
mean. Oh. But Adel was the one in the scene that brought up sucking out the werewolf. So how would it be JPC's responsibility?
I don't remember. I don't remember if that's true or not. Anyways, let's call class early, huh?
Maybe we have class outside. Can we have class outside?
Can we get class at
McDonald's for class?
There's a hailstorm out there.
Aww.
Pigeons.
Scene.
Oh, we were still in the scene.
Yeah,
a scene within a scene.
So, Aaron.
A scene within a scene.
Aaron, I think, here's what I'll say. One, I absolutely fucking love that move. Two, that might have been the saddest scene we've ever done because clearly the three of us opened up a school for riddles and the only... students were us.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah, and that school for riddles is called JJ Riddles Restaurant and Tavern.
We have been sued into oblivion.
There's got to be some way to not get sued, right? Can't we do some sort of, can we cast some sort of spell?
We could try to run real fast.
Yeah, we gotta run away from it.
Can't sue me if you can't catch me.
What's something you can outrun? A lawsuit.
It's my favorite thing you do, Adel. I've stolen it. I do it all the time.
Well, what about
quack, quack? Oh, I love that too.
Quack, quack, quack. How about we
your
do
chicken car?
How about we do one more riddle?
Okay,
fine.
And then, hopefully by then the hail is done and we can all go home.
Sure. Yeah.
All over the world, people come to see me. Each person spends several years with me. If you are too young, you cannot visit me. If you are too old, you can't come either, unless it is required as part of your job. I can make you smarter and wealthier. What am I? I thought that was going to rhyme, and it didn't really rhyme. Middle age is a pretty good...
Is this like college or something?
Ooh, JBC, you got it. It is school. All over the world, people come to see me. Each person spends several years with me. If you're too young, you cannot visit me. If you're too old, you can't come either, unless it is part
you
of your job.
You can't go to a school if you're too young. You can't even visit?
Yeah.
If you're too young, no, you can't.
Yeah, if you're a baby,
you can't
go to school. Your skull isn't fully formed.
And you can go to school when you're pretty old. Like, you can do Billy Madison, and you can go to school when you're in, like, your 20s. But as soon as you hit your 30s, you can't go back to sixth grade or whatever.
Yeah, if you're pretty and old, you can go back to school. Like, what's her name from Red or whatever that series is?
Taylor Swift.
Who's that dame? Who's that old dame? Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Well, that went quicker than I thought, so let's do one more.
Okay.
What sweet five-letter word has only one left when two letters are removed?
Come, and then you take off the two extra hips.
Hmm. I agree with JPC.
The council votes for come.
That's our official vote.
It's a sweet word.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's five letters.
Okay.
And then what happens?
Cakes.
You take. What is it?
Nothing.
What sweet five-letter word has only one left when two letters are removed?
Donut. And you take off the do, and then it's just a nut.
Yeah.
Oh, and come is when you do nut.
And Casey, did we get that clean? Can we isolate that? I will be going back into this episode, and I will be recording come is when you nut, and I will be putting it into a drop in a future episode.
Is it weird that in 25 years... someone's going to find this audio and play it and be like, what the fuck is this?
I don't think 25 years. I don't think so. Buddy, I don't think so.
Future generations of our children, our grandchildren's grandchildren will find this and go, oh, God, this is awful. How do we scrub this from the internet?
If someone ever finds a recording of me saying, come is when you nut, they're going to be like, yeah, him. The guy who says that in regular life all the time as well.
Do you know there's an old saying? And by old, I mean it's probably from the 1940s. I can't remember who said it. Or maybe I do, and I just don't want to say their name because I don't think they're...
Because 1940s, because it
hold
was
up well.
Radolf Rittler.
There's someone who's once said, I don't know with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. Mm. This is how I feel about podcasting. Once we as a society restart the world...
Yes.
I don't know... with what equipment they will be recording podcasts, but all podcasts will be movie reviews. And I think once we restart the entire universe and mankind and our societies, when we're back to, we start as, you know, basically cavemen all over again, I think we're going to have to start back at movie review podcasts.
Look, I think we're a long way from movie review podcasts.
And I welcome it.
Check out the most recent review crew where we eat 60 grapes in a minute, or 60 grapes in an hour.
While That's watching What's
the
Eating
end
Gilbert
of society,
Grape.
Society, I think.
Maybe. Or at least I did.
What did we do for the answer to this riddle? Did we get it?
Nope. What sweet, sticky, five-letter word has only one left when two letters are removed?
Addle, anything to plug.
Sticky five-letter word. Okay.
A stick.
Glue.
No, but it, where a stick calls home, this
a
might
tree.
Be found. Okay.
Maple syrup.
This very,
the
very
ground.
Close. Aaron, very close. Maple
syrup.
It's
honey.
Maple syrup's second cousin. It's honey. Aaron, it's honey.
Honey?
They're second cousins?
Take off.
You didn't know?
Is that science?
Aaron, when you look at the family tree.
Of course.
Of maple
you
syrup
take off two
honey.
Letters of honey and you get
when you take off the H and Y, you have
one
left.
I would never have taken off the H and Y in a million years.
Well, those
years,
are the best letters for
off.
Sure. That's what makes honey honey.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, no.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You take off the H and the Y and basically you're just using like agave syrup at that point.
Which is good if you're diabetic, but none of us are, to our knowledge. My pee has been smelling like popcorn. Get tested for diabetes, however that goes.
If you enjoy agave syrup, you are diabetic. Sorry to break the news to you, but that is...
And if you're not sure if you're diabetic, what you're going to want to do is go outside, pee on the sidewalk, and if ants come racing towards your piss, you have diabetes.
Ants come racing towards your piss, you have diabetes. Dave Matthews, man.
Hey, what's up, Bradley?
Adel, do you have anything to plug?
Aaron, no, please help me.
I'm trying to get us out of here. I got nothing
Aaron,
to plug.
You plug. Okay,
JPC, you do a review.
Plug. Real quick.
Well, hold on. I gotta direct people to our live shows. HeyRiddleRiddle.com/live. And if you want to request us to come to your city, HeyRiddleRiddle.com/request. And of course, I'll read a review. I love doing the shit for you guys. This one is from Oh the Humanity. And that's just a fun way to phrase a little joke in your review. If you want to leave a 5-star review, just leave it wherever you leave a 5-star review. Love. I really love these beautiful people, but not necessarily how they have changed my brain. 10 out of 10.
Fair.
Yeah.
Oh, that's totally so fair. Sweet and so sad.
Yes. Love the people and not the poison. Pee out the poison, oh, the humanity.
Suck out the werewolf, folks.
Suck out
and
the werewolf.
Jupiter. And this is a mercy kill, Jupiter.
If you see something, suck something.
Suck out the werewolf.
Oh, God. And John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Mary Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, Grapes and Horses. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. It's another edition of our public access. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.